Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire radio program, which is now going to be called a podcast, according to what I've been told by those in charge, is being aired for December the 11th, 2021. How things change rapidly in this world, huh? Well, it is what it is, and radio program or podcast or whatever it is you need to call it, it's fine with me as long as it's there to serve you, and that's what this is all about. Well, here we are getting closer and closer to the celebration of Party Day, of exchanging gifts, etc., etc. That's really all Christmas means to millennials and Gen Xers, Gen Y, all of them, the younger group. They all look at it as a time to get maybe presents that they wanted, etc. It's about enjoyment. And I got some emails about this, about 2 months ago, talking about the practice doesn't seem to be fun or anything you could enjoy. And I looked up the word enjoyment. It means, obviously, the state or process of being pleasured in something that you think brings you some kind of quote-unquote happiness or benefit or some some value, whatever that might be. So I thought, gee whiz, you know, should enjoyment be absent of, shall we say, the practice? Does the practice bring enjoyment or pleasure to someone? If I'm feeling this sense of oneness, it goes way beyond enjoyment. It goes way beyond anything I could ever really explain to you. But nevertheless, most people don't understand that. They don't care to. They don't believe in it. It's all about, drinking. Drinking is a very big deal in our country today. I mean, extremely big. And it brings the idea or the process of pleasure into our life in some manner or another that reveals to us relaxation, letting go of our inhibited emotions and things like that, which oftentimes get us into, as human beings, a lot of trouble. So you start to look at it and you go, okay, what is enjoyment? Is it artificially induced by drugs, alcohol, food, sex, things like that? People tend to go off the deep end on this. So I thought it would be interesting and maybe helpful to talk about it. I have two emails I've chosen, and I want to thank these people. The first one is from Everett in Long Island, and he asked me, he talks about the radio program. Now I got to call it the podcast. forgive me if I go back and forth on this. So he talks about the program and how I talk about spiritual awakening, and he kind of says things like, wow, this sounds like a real project, a real commitment. How many people want to make that kind of commitment without a guarantee, that kind of thing. And he says, is enjoyment against the practice, Everett? Is enjoyment, the practice, an authentic practice, isn't against anything. It isn't for anything. It isn't a religion. It isn't a cause. It isn't a cult. It isn't any of that. So the question is awkward in itself. The whole effort of a spiritual practice is to awaken. That means to go beyond the confines of the human mind, the human belief, the human system of thinking, to go beyond the body and what it demands out of us or wants out of us, to bring us a sense of reassurance of itself as pleasure, we're always trying to upgrade our self-esteem through pleasure. And we think of pleasure as something that comforts us in the sense of the world and how difficult it is basically to earn a living, that kind of thing. And then on the other hand, it also establishes self-worth in a lot of people. So they think if they have this luxury, if they have this grand whatever it is that is their enjoyment or that they do enjoy, that somehow they get a little happiness out of this life and they deserve it. And that word deserve is really big. Really, really big. We like that word a lot because it resembles the whole idea of kind of a privilege that we are entitled to. And that's, again, another problem. So all these things you're asking in one question I thought were very interesting. Everett, there is a certain discipline to a spiritual practice. There really is. And that discipline is extremely important to understand. The discipline is to walk away from the things inside of me, emotionally and psychologically, that would keep me harnessed to my body, to my brain, to the chemicals, to my ideals of what it would mean to forget Gregory and just have an experience that makes him feel good about himself or feel good about his life, something like that. The practice is a discipline and it's a constant, but it does not, it is not a practice where we are in austerity and we feel austerity and the pride of that or anything like that. I'm not asking you to go without food for 3 weeks or something like that. I'm not doing that. I'm asking you to practice meditation. The practice is about simply meditating, watching your breath. I have very special meditations I've presented to my students just in the last few weeks, and they are geared to help them have the reveal for next year. Meditation is a reveal. It reveals all sorts of wonderful things. But to achieve this reveal, to really come into it, one has to be disciplined. With that comes not pride, not enjoyment, but something else, a sense of well-being. To me, the real practice, the authentic one, is to discover well-being, where I don't depend upon anything in and of the world to make me happy. You don't need to make me happy. Drugs would not need to make me happy. Alcohol, where I'm altering my state of mind through a drug or alcohol or food or whatever stimulus I use to alter the way I live with and in my body. The issue really is, do you live from your body or do you live in your body? And in and through your body would probably be a better way of saying it. In the practice, we acknowledge the body. We understand the state of it. We understand it well. And that for everything that we gain or do, there's some price we pay for that. And there is. There's a price to pay for being in an altered state of happy over the idea of an altered state of sad. Is that bad? Is that wrong? No. We practice for the sake of love, which is totally different. We don't practice trying to make our human body a more pleasurable place. We practice love. We seek love within us. And if you don't have that premise inside you, if you don't have that understanding inside you, then the whole idea of meditation and life just don't work. And so most people would rather do what they do, drink and drug and whatever they do, in order to feel that adrenaline rush that makes them believe that they're happy and enjoying themselves. So it's up to you. You know, it's okay. It's up to you to decide what you want to do with the rest of your life. And no one can tell you what that will be. You have to decide that for yourself. And if your life is going to be dedicated to just getting through, the season, as it were, with alcohol and marijuana and all of that, then that's what you're going to do. And is the practice against that? No. But am I in harmony with practice when I do that? No. You have to step out of the human and into the divine that lives within you. Much different than what you might be talking about. I hope that helped you. If not, you know I sent you my phone number. Just give me a call. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from Harris, and he lives in Viva La Las Vegas. How does the practice bring about enjoyment? Well, as I kind of said to Everett here, enjoyment, joy, but not enjoyment, like you would think of as thrilling your body and making it feel better or giving you some kind of high for your body. What is joy? Can we really explain it? If you've ever had authentic joy, it is totally different than enjoyment. Joy is about a oneness with the all. Joy occurs as I am humbled enough to realize how beautiful all of this is, how distinctively beautiful all of this is. And when I feel that joy in me, that real joy, it goes beyond emotion. It goes into a feeling that is beyond the ideals of being even happy. So when we talk about joy, we're talking about something totally different than anything we've ever experienced before. Totally different. It's a sense of well-being as well as a sense of celebration. It is a sense of insight as well as the awareness that comes with understanding the meaning and the significance of my livingness, my livingness of life, life itself. And that's what livingness is to me. It is life and the whole incorporation of kindness and compassion, forgiveness in everything that we do. And this joy spreads all over my being. And when I have this joy, and it's not artificial, you can't make it happen through drugs and alcohol. When you can sit with yourself and be in joy with everything that is around you and through you, when you can feel the compassion and the love of the heart, the authentic heart, then you have something magnificent. Real joy is the meaning of the breath. It can be found in the breath, in just breathing, quietly sitting there breathing. To achieve this joy, I have to be very quiet on the inside. I can't be loud and noisy. I can't be wanting more than what is happening now. I have to be very, very quiet. In that quietude is love. In that quietude is something beyond emotional satisfaction and gratification. In that quietude is our oneness with everything. It is my experience that that is the only true joy there is. My body can't give it to me. My brain can't give it to me. Other people can't give it to me. It can only be gotten through a simple act of meditation and silence. I gotta go. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your question, Harrison. Please forgive me. Namaste. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. I hope you will do me the honor of joining me. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.